This is David Crompton, and as always,
Mike Matthews,
the coach. And we are calling this edition tonight. We're going to be on live with you from 5 to 6:30. There'll be no commercial breaks. We are the commercial break. Folks, if you're driving here, you're probably stuck in traffic. But we've got a special, special show tonight, and we have a special our guest host emeritus who made it in from the big city of Winston-Salem for the county clash here with game day at the clash, Mr. Chuck Fiebernetz. Welcome, Chuck.
I appreciate it. Enjoying it so far.
It's going to be awesome. We're down here. What side of the field is this?
This is the west side.
We're on the west side of the field. You'll see us. We're up above everybody here on a couple of flatbeds that were Ken Wilson Ford. I can't say enough about Ken Wilson Ford. Ken Wilson, they came here this morning, and they have taken care of us. I mean, just really treated us like we own the place. And thank you for these two beautiful trucks. And if you want to buy one of these big trucks, don't come see me because I don't sell them. You go see Ken Wilson because he is the man, and his people are unbelievable.
You come see me, I'll sell it to you. You know, sort of like that, sort of like that Manhattan deal.
Yeah. And Haywood Ace Hardware on Delwood Road. Steve and the guys, they if you're at my shop, it takes me. I could probably hit a driver to their place. Jonathan probably hit a pitching wedge, but. Anyway, we've got a great, great show tonight as we're getting ready for the game. And we're going to have Dr. Nolte, Dr. Bill Nolte, the superintendent, is going to be on with us. We've got from Pisgah, we're going to have Principal Clint Connor and the Athletic Director Casey Kruk, from Tuscola, Principal Todd Trantham, Athletic Director Ann Gardner, and I can't wait for another one of our special guests, my good friend and the sheriff of Haywood County. He's going to be right here, Mike. Sheriff, the honorable Gregory Christopher. And we've got fans. We've got husbands and wives. One's pulling for Tuscola. One's pulling for Pisgah. We got a lot going on. Welcome, guys. Welcome to you two. Had to kind of get that opening out of the way.
Absolutely.
Glad to be here. You think the sheriff can do something about my ticket going 24 through 20 thing in City of Canton? I wonder what can happen there. But anyway, it'd be an interesting conversation.
So, yeah. Welcome to WPTL FM 101.7 AM 920, WPTLradio.net, or on your smartphone or device, WPTL app. We've got it covered tonight. So, impressions early here. I bought my 50-50 tickets. I got 100 for $50. And they're looking for the winner tonight to get $25,000.
You know, I see it scrolling across the board, and it seems to be rising every time.
There's a current total.
Current total is 4,000, and it was didn't started that, so I'm assuming it's going to keep going up, and they're going to pull my ticket, and I'm going to be very happy, guys.
That's 4,000 at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. At 5 o'clock, absolutely. And that is more than, I believe, West Henderson or some schools have at their largest games. So, I mean, looking at the crowd, and this is my first time, other than officiated it a few times, that we've never arrived this early. There is so many people here that would be in good attendance for any normal game, and the atmosphere is really nice. The weather's nice. Clouds in the sky covering up the sun now and then, so I'm looking forward to a really lovely evening.
So, Chuck, you know the history of the rivalry.
Right.
Is it 27-26-1?
Yes.
Pisgah's up one on a five-game winning streak.
Yes.
Things changed this year. The new head coach, J.T. Postel, of Tuscola. He's made no bones about it. This isn't just another game, is it? You know, and that's not a slight on anybody that's coached him. But this is not just another game. He emphasizes this just like they do in Bear Country with Coach Chappell,
right.
Brett and the boys. So, give people real quick a little of the history, as you know it, of this story and historic rivalry.
Well, you first got to talk about how it started. Pisgah started off the rivalry winning 7 consecutive games, and that has been their longest streak ever, 7 straight.
Don't let Doug McCracken see you say that.
and that was from 1966 to 1972. And then it went back and forth for a while, the emergence of Tuscola, and then from 1978 to 1987, Tuscola won 10 consecutive games, and during that span in 1985, Tuscola took over the rivalry lead, 27, or, you know, that's when they first took their first lead. Since that time, it has been tied 5 times, and the 5th time, obviously, was last year until Pisgah, going into the game. Pisgah won the game and took the lead of the series for the first time since 1985. So it has been a wonderful rivalry. Most of the games are very close. They're hard fought. They're tenacious. They're exciting down to the wire. As strange as you wouldn't believe that this rivalry, and you know, is that there's only one tie, but since, you know, the early, I believe it was 2000s when they started playing, matter of fact, it was beforehand, it was like in the 1990s when they started playing overtimes. This rivalry has never had an overtime game until 2012, and then it's been 3 since that. You know, so when Pisgah has a 2-1 lead in overtime victory. So it is, you look at the numbers, you know, and David, and you just see why. That's just one part of it.
Yep.
But it is an important part, and that's why it's an exciting rivalry.
Well, we've got our first guest with us, the superintendent, and congratulations, well-deserved honor.
Thank you, David.
Dr. Bill Nolte, who since the first day we moved out here in 03, he's done nothing but represent this community and this great school system with class, and congratulations from me at a personal level. It couldn't have gone to anyone better. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you, David. I'm not sure who you're talking about, but I love this place. My wife's a native, and I got here just as soon as I could back in 84, and just love it to death. We're all blessed to be here.
Yeah, well, where else in America on a Friday night on a high school football game do you have this two and a half hours before the game, and we're doing a live game day show? Is this not special?
It's very special, and it's just indicative of the community, a long-standing history. You know, 2 great schools, 2 great communities that travel with their sports teams, very competitive, been recognized now about a decade, you know, national rivalry coverage. And I think just the fact that we have these 2 schools and people on both sides who they don't love each other tonight, but they really do a lot of the rest of the year. You know, they date each other schools. They marry each other. They went to this high school. Their kids go to the other one. It's just, you know, this is what America's about. This is what Friday night's about. And I just appreciate you asking me on this evening.
I'm going to let Chuck and Mike ask you a question here in just a second, but I want you to tell people about the article you wrote in the Mountaineer newspaper, and then I'm going to turn it over to Mike and Chuck and let them ask a question until it's time for you, that you've got to go. But I want you to tell people about the article, and if you haven't read it, you need to make the effort to.
Well, and I'm on your time frame, so I'll be with you as long as you want me to, or short as you need to. I do need to be somewhere in a few minutes, but I saw an online media poll, you know, what's the greatest high school rivalry, and vote and tell us, and I responded to some social media posts, and basically what I told folks is, you know, you don't determine a great rivalry by a poll. And who gets the most votes, you determine it by several criteria. One is that it's a real rivalry. I mean, it's not a rivalry unless both teams can win at any given event that occurs any year. The teams they're very talented in football, the other sports too, and on any given night, somebody can rise to the occasion. It's very exciting. They really are true rivals for each other. They want to beat the other one like nothing tonight, but they understand that the other team's really good, and it's really exciting. A couple other things I'll say, and then, you know, you can ask some questions. The other thing that's beautiful about our rivalry is the thing that I've already mentioned, is it's a complete community. And there are people who certainly pull for their teams, and there are a few folks who maybe say something that's not nice about the other team. But day in and day out, I see Black Bears and Mountaineers, Mountaineers and Black Bears together. And they're hunting, and they're fishing, and they're shopping, and they're going to church together.
They're married.
They're married to each other. They have little children and have to decide which school are they going to go to. And then for me, the greatest thing is and I love football, you know, but the greatest thing that I think makes this special for our community is you're going to get this kind of excitement, maybe not these numbers, but you're going to get this kind of excitement during basketball season and softball season and just about anything they line up to do against each other. Sportsman's Club, you know, I've seen principals arguing about who's going to have the highest ACT scores next year. And it's all done, you know, by 99% of the people in just a great, loving, and competitive spirit. And for me, you can't beat that. You just can't beat it.
Yeah, Mike Matthews, nice to meet you. I teach in West Henderson High School and coached a long time at West Henderson High School. The county sets itself up well for having just two schools. It's hard in Henderson County with four schools. Are you going to find yourself tonight? Do you have to sit on one side for one half and go to the other side? I know that's a sort of a struggle.
Well, people who know me know that I go to events all the time.
Right.
And most of the time, I don't sit down. I'm in the end zone, particularly at the high school football games, because I like people and I like to talk to them. I have made it a practice for about the last 12 to 13 years to sit on the home side.
Okay.
And I've done that, and I love doing that, and it's, you know, it's a great seat. You know, the home stands are very much alike at either stadium, and so that's the way I do it. And there are people that you know, from all across the county, I think, who will tell you that I love all of them. And you know, we all pull for people down in our hearts, but tonight it's about two great schools lining up and just having a great competition.
Right. You guys do a great job out here. I brought teams out here and played, and it's always passionate. The fans have always been passionate and well-behaved, and it was always a pleasure to come out here. 2 years ago, our bus broke down out there on 40, and Tuscola saw, she came and picked us up and brought us to the game and that. So thank you guys for your hospitality.
Absolutely.
You do a great job out here.
Absolutely. Yeah, we whether it's again the Mountaineers or the Black Bears, we want to win when we play. But there's a lot of respect not only for each school has for each other, but for the other schools in our conferences.
Right.
You know, I'm very good friends with other superintendents, and we laugh and share information and joke. And you can be competitive. And like people. I don't think you ever have to put someone down or be rude to them or undercut them. And it's certainly not necessary to hate someone simply because they're your competitor. I actually think it's better if you care about them.
My last thing, and you guys have done a great job of hiring some quality educators and coaches, too. You got some really good head coaches out here, Coach Kruk, Coach Postel, and Coach Chappell, and even though you hired them away from Henderson County, you guys, you got some really quality people, and you've done a great job.
Thank you.
Dr. Nolte, I'd like to also echo what David said. One of my favorite people, you know, the guys, I don't know if you realize this, but I was struggling at announcing because of my color at a baseball game here, a Pisgah baseball game we were broadcasting.
Oh, don't tell that story, Chuck.
But you jumped in and helped me, and you did a marvelous job.
I did try to do color at a baseball game.
Absolutely, but I wanted to thank you for it, but I wanted to give you credit for it, too. But I do want one question answered, and that is, are you going to buy any 50-50 tickets?
I usually let my wife buy those. I'm not sure I could accept the 50-50 part of that if I won. I would probably be compelled in my heart to give that back to the schools. I don't know if my wife would. So if we have any tickets, it'll be my sweet wife, Maline, and she'll buy them.
Very good. Very good. Well, now, you can give them to me, and I'll accept it for you.
I know you got places to go. Any final words before you go? And you know, Mike and I, and, well, Chuck, too, and Tim, if you know a tailgate that after 6:30 that we can crash, let us know.
Yeah, I don't know about 6:30. I've got one at 5:30. Where I'm going to head to. Now, I really don't have anything else than what I've said. It's, If you're listening and you've not been to this game, get in your car and get over here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't understand it. You can't fathom what's going on.
Right.
And if you can't come tonight, come to one of our basketball games. Come to one of our baseball or softball games. It's one of the greatest rivalries in America, and it's right here in Haywood County, North Carolina.
And I'll tell you this before you go, so you'll understand a little bit. And Mike and I, we've talked about this. You know, my son was lucky to play in this twice. And he went on and did some other things, and he, you know, played on TV with millions of people and all this good stuff, and all these stadiums all over the country. And he was standing in front of a group about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and the kid said, "Have you ever walked on the field where you couldn't breathe?" And they were thinking LSU or Alabama, or when they played that Monday night game in the Rose Bowl. And all that. He said, "Yes, I have, twice." And they went. He said it was in high school. And he said, "Let me tell you about what I got to do." And they were stunned. They couldn't believe. And he said, "When I walked on the field at 4:30, I couldn't breathe. This is unbelievable."
Yeah, I have chill bumps listening to you say that because I felt it. And it's a once in a lifetime experience, or two or three times lucky enough for some kids. It's just unbelievable. And I appreciate you guys inviting me on.
Thank you.
I want to thank the community for everything they do. I want the people who are loving and caring and support each other to be the loudest tonight.
That's right.
And drown out anyone who might be a naysayer.
There you go.
That's right.
And folks, you're an educator, Mike. Chucky, you've been around this. I've been around this all my life. I was an educator. We are blessed for you.
And it does. It starts from the top.
Thank you. I can never thank you enough for what you do.
Appreciate you saying that. Started long before I got this job, but thank you anyway.
Thank you, my friend.
Good evening, sir.
Save us some food, doctor. Is that not special?
Yeah, that is.
That is good. That is good.
Again, that is what this is all about. I mean, you know, and you've been around forever,
right,
Mikey. This
right.
is a. It's just, what time do you have? I've got 5:19 on my watch. I always set it a little fast. And look over there. Look across from us. look at the Tuscola side here. Look at the gate.
It's packed.
It is unbelievable.
A lot of people.
It is unbelievable. Thank you, Doctor. Chuck, what do you think?
I think this is a start of what should be a packed house. The crowd is raucous. They're exciting. We're near the Tuscola side, but you know, this the energy from the visiting Tuscola Mountaineers is already, you can tell there's great enthusiasm.
Yep.
That Postel's already put his stamp of approval that they're excited about what Postel has done. You go around and talk to any of these people that are wearing the black and yellow, they're very excited about that. And the key for everything is that you want a packed house. You want people to have fun, but never forget, it's all about the kids that go inside those white lines and what they experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to get back. Let's regress a little bit.
All right.
About, you know, we're talking about the history.
Right.
And Mike, you chime in anytime you want about what you just talk about the history. Because so you've reffed. How many games in this series did you referee?
I'm fortunate to do three. I can't remember the years, you know, but it was always, and we would come out basically an hour. We didn't see this part. We were always inside. So when we would come out, it was an hour before the game, just as the teams were coming on to warm up. And it was just a lot of people. And you could see where it was just an intense rivalry, which you like, because as an official, you know, you come to a ball game and there's not a lot of people in the stands and stuff. Sometimes, you know, the adrenaline doesn't get going. But when you come out to do this game, you know, you got to be on top of every play. And especially this close, they're going to chirp at you right from the beginning.
Right.
Guys, but never anything really derogatory. Just letting you know that they're there. And if they know you, they're going to holler your name. And it's just, it makes you want to really stay focused and do the best you can. And it is the best high school atmosphere. You know, our rivalries, there's a bunch. This is a great rivalry. It surely is. And it could be the best. But the atmosphere is the best high school football atmosphere as far as how the stadium is so intimate. The fans right. are so close. The coaches, the players coming out, you know, and there's not a whole lot of high school games that are big rivalries are played in stadiums. You know, you go to the state championship game, and you like to go to the state championship game, but you go there, and there's 60,000 seats, and 50 of them aren't filled. And it's sort of, I think that takes something away, where here, there's not an empty seat. So it just makes it intense, and you really want to get after it and do your best.
I can recall that 2004 meeting, and David and I were talking about it, and they still have the remnants of the dual facility of the baseball stadium, the little old press box here in the corner. And it was packed to the, you know, it was standing room only. It was 3 and 4 deep around the fence. And then what you had was you had people standing on top of the armory, people over here that somehow managed to get up on top of that school over there to watch this rivalry, the Zach James versus Jonathan Crompton. And they were just lined up on the fences and right up here along the fence and everything. And this facility, I've never seen that. But what was exciting to me was here at this facility, and it's also over at Tuscola, there's that college atmosphere out there where they're tailgating.
Right, right.
And they do it every game, but they were there middle of the day, grilling out, having great old time, playing that that thing where
cornhole.
You know, they were playing all that, and you know, just having a good old time. And then you had people come over, and they invited the people over from Tuscola, and you saw black and yellow and red and black going on. So if you look, not, you know, and I said numbers are important with this rivalry has produced. That's it is what it is. But those are the things that when you're here on a bucket list and you get to take in one, you ask yourself, where have I ever seen this on a high school level? No. And I, in my mind, through my travels, have never seen a high school do it this way.
No, you know, the closest thing I'd say to college, the way they're behaving, if you put uniforms on both these groups, you have the Army-Navy game.
Yeah,
I mean, as far as how they're there and the way that they're going to walk in and the fans, you know, when we drove up, it wasn't, if you ever been to Army Navy game or the Citadel or like the whole Tuscola group came together. It wasn't like two fans rolling in; they just rolled in 300 at a time wearing shirts. So, I mean, obviously they took buses and things like that, which is, I think, just fantastic. It's a good time for kids. It's a good time for Haywood County, you know. And so it's what it reminds me of. It's a nice atmosphere. Now they're laid back. They were excited. Now they're going to sit back and just wait for the teams to come in. I'm sure that'll be special.
I have a question for you. You have refereed in this game 3 times. And, you know, it's a little intense, and to echo what you've said, has there ever been a call you regret making?
Oh, great question.
I don't want to know what the call was unless you
me. No, I was my dad was official, and I've been very, very fortunate. I never had to throw a penalty in this game because you will remember it. It's like this game,
yes,
it's almost the less the better unless it's a train wreck. And I think both coaches who knew me, they, you know, they don't chirp about, I'm not going to call a ticky-tack hold if the ball is going away and something unless it's a train wreck or it's an unsportsmanlike. The only thing that I regret that I almost caught and it cost me is there's a rule that Pisgah has a tendency, if the other team is on the field, and I saw this at Florida and Florida State when it came out, they got in a huge fight, that if the other team's on the field, you're not allowed to cross, go past your hash. So it's like Pisgah would run out of the tunnel and Tuscola on the sidelines, and they jump all over that P. Well, that P is in the middle of the field, which in a sense violates the rule.
Right.
But most officials will say, okay, we're going to let that go.
Right.
We're going to let that go unless there's a kid from Pisgah that goes over and starts taunting. But we'll let that go because it is a rivalry game. And it happened like the other night, you know, West Henderson and then Hendersonville are pretty big rivals. And Hendersonville wanted to come up, and they wanted to warm up all around, which would be that P. Well, technically, you got to stay on your 50. Well, they went over, and they wanted to get on the 45 and the 40 to do their little circle around their H. And the coach is like, are you going to move? You know, and our coach is like, no, not on your life. You can't come out here and warm up on our side of the field because that's what you do. you know. But we most officials I've never. So I've, to answer your question, long answer to no, I've never thrown a flag that I thought would influence the game. And I bet you this evening, with the crew that we have, you got a good crew. There won't be ticky-tack calls. There'll be a lot of things that could happen that might have, if you looked on film, be called. But you know what? It's, if it's not a train wreck and it doesn't influence the outcome of a play, let that go. So, right. Actually, so, let that go.
So they sent a good crew tonight?
They got a good crew. Okay. Got a good crew. And, you know, what if everybody, you know, officials are getting older and things like that. But this is why, in a sense, you go into officiating to get a game like this.
Absolutely.
You know, this is a game, and when I first got down here, that everybody says, hey, this is the game you want. My second year down here, I got it and was very fortunate. You know, and then you come out here, you walk on the field now before the game, and you go, wow, now I know why everybody wants this game. You know?
I sent this to Dave, and I have not yet seen the Howells, but Ken and Kim Howell made an excursion and started. I believe they left Wednesday. And they were taking in a JV game in Wisconsin, and a total of 1,800 miles from North Dakota. And, you know, and they are Pisgah grads to come back to this game. They're here. They were here at 1 o'clock today. I told them, if you can't stop by,
yeah,
we'll
stop
get them on the air.
Us.
But, you know, that's another thing, too, is people travel from all over the country. They'll take flights in for the long weekend. It's Labor Day.
It's Labor Day.
Yeah. I mean, when it's on a Labor Day. You know, as strange as it is, Labor Day, it was never played on Labor Day until 2001. And then it's been played 9 times. This is the 10th one, and Pisgah leads in that Labor Day weekend games 5-4. So nothing gets away from the rivalry. You know what I mean? It's so close in everything.
Yeah.
You know, you go the 80s or whatever the case may be, is that you look at the overall, it's just the same way since 2001, is that Pisgah has a small lead over Tuscola, and it's only one. And you would think, you know, that nothing. And that's where it goes back to Dr. Nolte when he talked about, you know, it's a true rivalry. It has to be a true rivalry where Tuscola, there are times when late Randy Pitts would tell me about games where Pisgah should have won and failed to win. And or vice versa, Tuscola was the favorite. You know, I still think a couple years ago when Tuscola rolled in here when they had Caleb Ferguson, who's now starring down there at Western Carolina University, and they had that 17-0 lead.
When you talk about it, and I'd mentioned to Dr. Nolte about it, it sets it up well, the fact that the county, you know, would Duke and North Carolina be such a good rival if they weren't 12 or 8 miles away? Would Maryland and Georgetown in basketball, since they're so close, but they stopped playing. So just having two schools that are close together in one county really does, if you do it right, set up for, after years and years and years, sets itself up for a great rivalry. Now, like I was mentioning in Henderson County and Buncombe County, if you were to all of a sudden create another high school, if this county exploded in population and put another high school out there, it would impact that rivalry. So it is. It's very fortunate to only have these two schools, and it is. It's just a great situation, you know.
Yeah. There are high school football games, David, that are intense.
Let me stop you just a second. I do one thing. It's the bottom of the hour. I want to thank Ken Wilson Ford. Come see these two trucks we're sitting on. You want a big truck? You want. Nobody does big trucks. Nobody does trucks better than Ken Wilson Ford. Go see Steve down at Ace Hardware on Delwood Road at Haywood Ace Hardware. Come see me at Crompton's Auto and see if we can't take care of you. If good credit, bad credit, no credit, don't care. I'm going to get you a bank loan, and we're going to rebuild your credit and put you in a great car. We got like 10 in today. Anything from like a 2000. 14 Nissan Sentra. I got the Toyota Sienna van in 2015. We got a ton of nice things down there. Come see us. And then Gary at CNC. Gary is awesome, and he's got to come up here. We got to get him up here. Mike, we're going to have a talk in a minute. But we've got a special guest coming up. But I had to get that in, Chuck. I'm
right,
sorry.
No problem. There are a lot of high school football games that are they're big games, and there's a lot of high school football games that are intense. But there are very few high school football games that are rivalries. And obviously this classifies because you can pick, you know, whatever you may want to put down as a rivalry for reasons, you know, that makes it a rivalry, you know, check the box for the Piscataquis.
Well, let me put your coaching hats on right now. But we've got a special guest. Wait just a second. Do you have a minute? Okay. It is 5:32. And you're in the locker room here at Pisgah. Kind of give everybody a feel of what's happening in that locker room before we talk about the trip over with the police escort from Waynesville. So you're 2 hours before kickoff, coaches.
I think you've already done your work. I mean, now you're just keeping them calm and saying, hey, let's go out there and reminding them, you know, hey, don't do anything crazy at the very beginning when you walk through here because it can be tempting. And then enjoy the moment. You know, enjoy it. Have some fun. Take it light and just go do what you're, in a sense, trained to do. But remember, it's going to be a little bit different. For those that have first time playing in it, it's going to be a little different. So just, hey, it's just another try to keep it, but they know it's not.
Hay's in the barn. And I know how Chapel operates is that when you get to this day, it's keeping your warriors calm as possible, quiet as possible, even through the pregame going through it. Because if you can preserve all that energy and emotion to when you come out of the tunnel and then start the game, you're going to have a lot at the start. If you spend yourself being emotional through warm-ups or coming into the ballpark and getting enthusiastic, you know, then you're not going to have anything at the kickoff. And starts in this game always seem to have a factor in the outcome. Starts in the game of this game always seem to have, you know, a factor into the outcome.
Now we're going to go to Waynesville. You're about to get on the bus. You're going to have a police escort. You're going to come across down in they're going to drop you off right here at the stadium. And again, when I say this, please let me preface this by saying this is not a slight at anyone, but you have a head coach now in JT Postel that openly will look you in the eye and say, this is a big deal. This is not just another game. So they've won five in a row, and you're a first-year head coach. These guys, so take us inside the Mountaineer locker room or the Mountaineer bus as they are now coming here.
I believe that where Postel is, you know, he's following the same MO, and I believe he can pull a resource in his dad, and that he, you know, how did you get your team up for the big game? And Postel's not afraid to ask questions where to go. But here's the where. So I believe he's going to try, you know, same thing. Hay's in the barn. He's got all his work in, and he's going to try and keep them down as much as possible. But here, his preparation through the week and maybe up leading up to it once he took the job, Postel's been involved in the five losses, the five in a row losses.
Yep.
So whatever they have done in those five losses, consecutive losses, he's going to change. He is going to do something different. He is not going to show a hand, tip his game plan. He's not going to let it out. It's going to keep, you know, within that inner circle. He's going to, whatever he has to do, even might be what he tells the team on a Wednesday. You know, he is going to change the path, completely change what has been done the last 5 years in attempt to stop that streak.
Mikey?
I think they've already been trained up having 2 weeks off, but I think he's going to put his stamp on it. He's always been with someone else here. He's been in this game a bunch, but he is going to put, this is his time to put his stamp on it. So they might do something different than they've done in the past.
So real quick before we go to our special guest. Open week, Tuscola, victory opening week, had a week off. Pisgah's played two in a row. Advantage, disadvantage, open week, yes or no?
To me, it's a disadvantage for Tuscola. Major.
Really?
Yeah, and the reason is that your greatest improvement is from game one to two. Well, this is game two, but you have to play that right away.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way the first game went, they came out and they scored Swain County, and then they let Swain back in. Swain changed quarterbacks. The point is that I never like bye weeks because it's, you know, when – and I'll give you a prime example of last year. We all look to why Tuscola came out flat last year. And I can't help but think that bye week had a lot to do with it. That the kids spent 2 weeks overthinking it and had too much on their mind about the game.
Yeah, that's well said. I mean, they, you don't get a chance to really put in play your changes from week one, work on things that you needed to work on because there's no live opponent. And then you have 2 weeks to ponder what is probably the biggest game these kids are going to play. So that could be a disadvantage.
My thoughts are first-year head coach made changes, like you said, and like you said, Mikey, he's going to put his stamp on it. I think for them this week, I think it was a good thing for them.
David, you want me to tell you what in this game real quick before we get to our special guest?
Yep.
I believe Coach Chappell and I believe Coach Postel had this game plan, for Chappell 3 weeks, and for Postel, this 3 weeks, but in one game, a month ago, 2 months ago.
Oh, sure.
And that is, Postel watched Swain and said, we can beat Swain. I don't care what the score is, even if it's by one. We're going to show what we show in Swain, we are not going to use against Pisgah.
Okay.
And Chappell is the same way. Yeah. He was so vanilla. I got bored listening to the broadcast last week. You know, listening to the game going, goodness gracious. And then I realized I know what he's doing.
Yep.
He is not tipping his hand. He knew he had Inca.
Yep.
And he just kept the game close, and he just made sure nobody got hurt.
And we're going to talk more about that here in a little bit. Our special guest tonight is – and first of all, he is my friend. If you live in Haywood County, you should be honored that this man is your sheriff. Everything he does, you know, you talk about kids, Mike, and you say, you make good decisions, do the right thing every single day. Sheriff Gregory, the Honorable Sheriff Greg Christopher, does everything right every day. Every second of every day, and anybody that's around him, it rubs off on him. We are honored. I am honored for you to take your time to be here, and anybody that lives in this county should feel honored that you are our sheriff, and I sleep well at night knowing that you are my friend.
Hey, well, thank you, David. I appreciate that's an awful high compliment to pay. We do have some really great men and women that work at the sheriff's office as well as these other agencies throughout our county. And Haywood County in general is blessed with really, really good law enforcement, as well as fire and EMS. Hey, your emergency services folks in this county are going to come to your aid.
Well, what does it take to pull this off?
Well, hey, well, one of the good things about these two games is they're both in somebody's city limits. So the chief in Canton, this year being Sean Gaddis, he is the master of ceremonies for being able to schedule this event. And what we do is we give him all the help that he needs. We start coordinating this event about 90 days out. And if there's any kind of special projects that we need to be putting our hand to during that time, if there's anything that comes up intel wise, then of course we're going to be working on it right up until we had our final briefing about 4:30 this afternoon and put these guys and girls out on post.
Does it make it any harder since it's Labor Day weekend that they're having this big game?
Man.
I'm sure that adds a little bit of a kink into the plan.
It really does. That's a great question. And, yes, because of the other festivals that we have going on in the county and because this is maybe the last summer weekend that parents are with their children and riding up to the mountains, then, of course, there's just a lot of people in Haywood County this weekend. And, of course, Canton has all these festivities to include their Labor Day parade on Monday morning.
A lot going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sure you have a lot of deputies that have either went to Tuscola or to Pisgah. Does that have a little bit going on?
Oh, yes. Actually, on Monday morning, it starts. And we start seeing a lot of red and a lot of gold both. And And we're waiting on Friday afternoon about 7:30 for a kickoff to get started.
Good deal. And now you played in this rivalry.
I did.
And memories?
Oh, a lot of memories. We had been beaten by Pisgah maybe three times in a row, and maybe even four times in a row. In 1978, we came down here my senior year, and we was able to win a really tough ball game, 23-16. And it's just like, you know, hey, I'm 56 years old, and I remember the score. And I remember so much about that ball game being 40 years ago, you know. And so I kind of know what it feels like to run out on that field just like these young men this afternoon.
We talked Monday night with a bunch of players that have played for Pisgah in Tuscola, and I played high school football. And you remember specific plays from specific games, and I'm sure you probably have a few plays during that game. Oh, that was a win that you can recall.
Absolutely. Of course, I was an old big lineman, so I didn't get to touch the football. I just ended up having to block and tackle.
There you go.
Well, the significance, 1978 was the start of that 10-year run that they won 10 consecutive games, so our sheriff was involved in that. I'm sure that's not too, you know, pleasant of a conversation over here on this side of the county, but, you know, in your home, in your neck of the woods, you know, people talk about that 10-year run.
Hey, well, and let me tell you what's funny right now. The fact is that since I become sheriff, Tuscola's not beat Pisgah. So these people down here, hey, they're interested in me being sheriff for a long time to come. Hey, I get reminded of that quite a bit on both sides.
Well, you have a wide receiver in your family. You went on to play at Guilford College. Great wide receiver. Got experience college ball. But I think he won a little bit more in this game than you. Does he ever talk about that? I got more wins in this game, in the big game, than you?
No. But, well, I'm going to say we have talked about it before. I can assure you that. Yes, hey, he had a great career at Tuscola. We just enjoyed that so much. Went on to Guilford College and had a great career down there. And it was just a great experience for our whole family.
Absolutely. That's so wonderful.
Well, Sheriff, I know you have a lot of work to do. Any final words before you leave?
Hey, I just want to tell you how much that I appreciate you gentlemen being out here this afternoon, being out here early, talking about this ball game. You know, this is such a huge event for our county year after year, and it's because of people like you that continue to talk this up and do those type of things for us, and we appreciate you guys as well. I love and appreciate each one of you. Thank you.
Mike?
No, just it's a great night for Hampshire County. You guys stay safe, and I have a ticket I might need to come talk to you about. No,
it's an honor, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm telling you guys, we got some. We got to do one thing first.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We got to take care of Mr. Cuppers here. We've been blessed so far tonight. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just off the charts cool. And, folks, the stands are filling in a hurry. They are filling in a hurry. What do you think so far, Mikey?
Nice evening. I'm ready for the teams to show up. That's going to change the atmosphere a little bit,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure, when they arrive. But it's a great atmosphere.
And I think one of the things from the kids and from – I remember the kids that Jonathan, the team that he played on, and I love those kids. They're grown men now. But they said one of the greatest experiences that they had was, even when you played at home, you got to travel from over there. And to walk out and get on a bus and have the police cars there with the sirens and the lights, and they have to lead you to get to the stadium. And the escorts just stand out to them, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
And we've got a former football coach with us tonight, Bobby Cuppers, and you went to Navy.
Yep, 25 years in submarine. Dude.
20 years, but you were in the Naval Academy.
Yeah, Naval Academy graduate, coached up there for a couple years.
Coached up there, and we all in the Army Navy game for the three people sitting here in front of you. This and the Army Navy game, there is no better.
Well, there's nothing like this on a high school level. I told somebody as I was walking in, I said, this is a little bit like the Grand Canyon. You don't talk about this. You got to live this.
Yeah, right.
This is something else.
You coached at Franklin High School.
Yep.
With Coach Goldsmith,
yep,
one
sure
of the
did.
Legends. So, what do you see? What do you feel here
You know, a rivalry game like this, you never want to go out there and say, I think this or I think that. They both had good wins. I think Tuscola had a good win. They had a win that Coach Postel needed. He needed to get off to a good start in his era, and I'm happy for him. It's always nice to win the first one. We didn't win the first one when I came to Franklin, so we had to reel off 10 in a row after that, but we didn't win the first one. And so that's good for him. Pisgah played a really tough Murphy team, and I saw them with my own eyes last week. That's a very good football team, and to beat them at all, much less hold them to 8 points, is pretty impressive. So I think if Tuscola can find a way to move the football, we'll have ourselves a good football game. But Pisgah's bound to have a good defense if they shut that wing tee down that hard.
Yeah. I mean,
I agree with them 100%. You know, there's a little – you go inside the quarterback for Pisgah is in his first game ever of this rivalry. He did not play in last year's JV game
sophomore.
Because he was injured.
Yeah.
So he got to watch from the sidelines. And, David, you're well aware when you talk about Jonathan, his breath taking away when he first stepped on the field. I think that's the X factor for Pisgah is their quarterback, a sophomore. How does he play in this game on this stage? And it being his first time, if they make mistakes, how does he respond and overcome the mistakes and the mental approach to the game?
You and I both know watching ain't playing.
That's exactly right.
You can say all you want. And that's a key to this thing, I think, is who's going to make the mistakes. Not only is it a big rivalry, but it's early. I mean, it's early in the season, and so you're going to have more mistakes this time of year. Who's going to make the least mistakes or – who's going to make the mistakes when it hurts them the least? Because I think both teams are going to make mistakes. They're both young. They're both new. It's a new season. Pisgah may have a few more seniors involved, and that may help them.
Who has the pressure tonight? All three of you. Who has the pressure before kickoff?
In my mind, the pressure lies with Postel.
Okay.
He's got to find the way to end the 5-game winning streak. And he has seen where, for Tommy personally losing 4 in a row, Chapel has beaten the last year of Brandon Allen, then 4 Tommy Persley years. You know, if it goes 6 in a row, you know, the angst gets into the program. The pressure becomes not only this on future games, but what does that team do for the rest of the year at Tuscola if they happen to lose this game? The pressure to me is all on Postel and his Mountaineers.
See, I switched that around. I mean, I think Chuck is correct, but you're taking it the other way. No one's expecting look at all the seniors here. Pisgah's ranked higher, supposed to be one of the best teams in the area.
Right, number one in Western North Carolina
right now.
They
got a senior-laden group, you know, so it's like, well, they're supposed to come in here and the pressure's on to win, but that's also like, hey, no one is expecting us to come in here and win, which is they can come in here a little bit looser. He can put his stamp on it. So I'll take it back to Brett and Coach Chaplin and them other guys to keep that streak alive. And so it's a game of momentum. Who's going to handle the runs at you? Who's going to overcome the diversity of a fumble or a turnover? So it's going to be a very interesting ball game in two respects. So.
And I think you're both right. But what I'm going to say is that's my key to the game. Which one of those head coaches can manage expectations? Because, you know, Tuscola's got to come in here saying, man, this got to end sometime. What you see, and I agree with your discussion of the streak, because I saw it at the Naval Academy. We lost a few games to Army. You start hoping you can win instead of expecting to win. I would expect Pisgah to take the field expecting to win, but if it doesn't go their way early, look out. If you let Tuscola hang around and they start to believe, this thing could get tight.
And you bring up the greatest college football game.
The environment's fixing to change.
And for about 15 consecutive games, Navy beaten Army, and Army played like waiting for the anvil to fall on them, and it did. You become a self-fulfilling prophecy in that game. And then when Army upset them 2 years ago, look what happened in the last game. Army came in and played and then took the second game, and all of a sudden Navy now's the question. But I got a point to bring up about the coaches, okay?
You're starting to wonder.
Okay. Brett Chappell doesn't need to sell what he's peddling. The kids have bought it because he had to sell it his first year. And then when he won, he sold it the second year, and they said, we're in, Coach. We're all in. Right now, all the kids are believing everything Chappell has told his team, you know, his players, what he has told them. Right now, there might be some kids after 5 straight going, I want to believe him, but And that's why I say Postel's got the greatest pressure in this game right now.
What were you fixing to say, Mike?
No, I take it. I'm Prince George's County, Maryland, so I spent a lot of time with Dad. He used to officiate Navy games, and I'm looking at it more like a Notre Dame Navy. And everybody expects, you know, Notre Dame to come in and right. Win Navy, and Navy always plays them well, and every once in a while rises up. So it's just going to be who's going to be more disciplined, who's going to take advantage of it. But yeah, it's going to be a very interesting game, and we'll see.
Well, you're right. I waited a long time to see Navy beat Notre Dame. I even accused him of cheating a couple times, but that didn't happen. I absolutely agree with you, but I just think that the key is to be in it. That to me is for Coach Postel. He can build on being in it. But if Pisgah gets all over him early, man, that's hard the next week. Right. It's really hard. I agree with you. He's got the pressure on him, but you know what? He's going to have it if he wins or if he loses. So this is the game.
Well, but Coach, if I may bring up one other point to it, if he wins, watch out.
Absolutely.
If he wins, watch out.
No, not just for the next few games, exactly. But the rest of this season. Right. Look out.
So, look out. But and one of the things that I tell people, and Chuck will understand what I'm saying. When you coach one of these two schools, when you coach at one of these two schools, it's 365 days a year.
Right.
This is the SEC of high school football coaching. And Tuscola's fixing to come out. They're going to go to their locker room. The bus is right in front of us. I got a little goosebumps. Here comes the Bears on the field. If you're not fired up, if you're not down here, you're making a mistake. Get your fanny down here because this is special.
I've got to go to the press box. Folks, you know.
I'll see you.
Chad,
thank you.
Have you heard anything on Chad? Okay, well, I'm subbing for Chad tonight.
Yep,
Chuck, he fell and Chuck's, had an injury to his ribs.
Chuck's going to have to do play-by-play. I'll see you
in a little bit.
All right. So, and don't drop your sunglasses because they'll break. You know, Chuck, did you talk to the doctor?
Yeah, the cardiologist.
Okay, all right. Don't go there. No, we're good. We're good. So Chuck's going to go up to the press box and Bobby, I want you to watch this because they're parking their buses. I'm trying to give everybody a play-by-play here. Pisgah's just walked the field. They're very, very quiet, which I love before a game. They seem very focused. Tuscola's going to get off the bus. And as Jonathan said on Monday night, they're going to go to the locker room here at Memorial Stadium. And when they enter the field, the atmosphere here will change. And it's electric right now. It is electric here.
Without a doubt. This is kind of a funny time for coaches because we used to laugh over at Franklin and say, this is the time when the world stops spinning and the time drags on and you can't get to warm-ups fast enough. Because you know it's eating at those kids out there. You know it's eating at you. But that'll all go away when you break out of there for warm-ups because you get into your routine, you go do it. This is really something. This is for the fans and for those kids. And, man, it's electric down here. If you have never seen one of these, you need to come see one.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
This is a good one.
So, any final things? We'll let you go. I know you got some things you got to do here tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna be moving around a little bit, but I appreciate you having me.
And I'm not gonna ask you for prediction.
This is the no. I won't predict. Somebody's gonna win and somebody's gonna lose. It won't tie. I'll tell you that. But thanks for having me and thanks for just letting me be a part of this. This is really special.
Is this not? I mean, again, you've seen some big things at Franklin. I've seen, but there is nothing like this.
Dave, I've driven submarines for 25 years. I've been to 7 Army-Navy games. I've coached in Army-Navy games. I've coached for 15 years at Franklin and gone to the state semis. My eyes have never seen anything like this at the high school level,
and
ever.
It's 5-6. Thank you. I'll see you later, my friend.
Thank you very much.
And, man, we just this is pretty cool, Mike. I know that no, we keep saying the same thing, but it is really cool. And again, the Bears are out on the P. I don't see – do you see any of the coaches yet, Mike, or is it just the kids?
Nah,
they just did their bear walk.
There's a couple over on the sideline, Coach Chappell. They're not going to let them out here to run around and do something crazy without being supervised.
So, yeah.
So, and they just did the bear walk. Tuscola's getting off the bus. They're walking across the street, going to go into their locker room and come out and prepare. The half and half at this point, Mike, can you see what that says?
Let's see. Currently total $7,570.
And that hasn't been updated. I promise you it's more than that. I promise you it's more than that. So,
but I would take that. You know, mercy. Pull my ticket.
You, Mike, talk for just a minute about kind of what you see so I can get some, our other guests lined up here.
All righty. Yeah, it's really nice out here. The weather is going to be a super evening. Sun clouds in the sky, and Pisgah's about to break it down and walk off the field. And fans are excited. People are at the fence right now. So we're really looking forward to how you doing, sir? Looking forward to Tuscola coming out and getting the Tuscola side a little bit fired up and maybe getting us some water and just enjoying this atmosphere. It should be pretty good. So if you're on your way, man, good luck in the traffic because it seems to be a little bit bumper to bumper what I'm looking at. Here's another half and half current totals. $7,570, the same way it comes to Tuscola cheerleaders. So Tuscola should be rolling out here pretty soon.
Yeah, they'll be out here. And we got some special guests with us here back with us. Introduce yourself to me.
This is Bill Jenkins, Ken Wilson Ford, 1972 graduate of Tuscola.
He's got his tea hat on. Come over here, my friend. Get over here beside him. Introduce yourself. Grab that microphone there and introduce yourself.
Dallas Hicks, class of 1987. Come on, Pisgah, let's go tonight.
See, here we go. Now it's on. Yeah. Now it's on. So tell me, what your best memory of this?
High school years and 2 or 3 years before that, about 68, maybe the upper 70s. Awesome time. Loved it. Love it today.
All right, Dallas, what's yours, baby?
Probably more than anything, the rivalry. All these years, what is it, 26 or so now? We're ahead by one.
Yep.
So,
26, we'll I think it's 27, 26 and one or something.
See you tonight.
You got one other.
And there never has been and never Thank will you, be a better team to y'all. Beat than the Pisgah Bears.
There you go. Nothing but respect. And that's what it's all about. And, Tuscola's on the field now wearing their white jerseys and black pants.
I'm going to grab a hold of you.
Okay, bud. All right. Thank you, guys. And, Tuscola's walking out there on the field. Their fans are up. And folks, again, I keep saying the same thing. And I heard Coach Matthews say just a minute ago, if you're on your way, please be careful. We got some time before kickoff. But this is so special. You know, when I was talking about Pisgah a minute ago, they were very quiet. Mikey Tuscola looks like they're very quiet, very reserved. No smiling, baby.
No. I believe they got the game faces on. They know what they're about to get into, and they're looking forward to it.
And then, normal warm-ups. You don't do anything out of the ordinary here, right?
You don't do anything different.
You're just
going
to get back and do what you do. To get in your routine, correct?
That's about what you do. There's no sense to change anything. I mean, you're doing what you practice to do the whole time. Except there's probably a little more people in the stands, you know, than it would when you normally are doing it. But, you know, and hopefully the coaches are keeping everything about the same as a normal week, even though it's not. They know how big this ball game is to them.
It is special. And, I'm not going to ask you for a prediction because I don't think that would be fair for what we do on our Monday night show. But while we've got a little lull here, go back to Monday night. When we had six former Bears and six former Mountaineers, and I have not asked you this question, what were your thoughts and what do you think about Monday night?
I think the biggest takeaway for me was I think after – all the years, the appreciation of being able to play in an athletic event that meant so much
to their families and where they were from, and the pride that they that they took from the competition, and then still wanting to come back. So I think a lot of times you leave school and you're not fond of it, but they were proud of their schools, proud of the games that they played in against one another, the rivalry of Haywood County, and that's special.
And to me, and listen, honest to goodness, I knew it was going to be a special night. And Tim, I want you to talk here for just a second. Grown men, let me tell you what this means. Grown men that had played in this thing 50 years ago, grown men brought to tears.
That was really special.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grown men brought the tears. And you know, I know that these kids, you're playing in the moment. You know, I think it was Bobby from the 82 grad from Tuscola that said, I kind of understood when I was a senior, like you said, in 82. And after the game, I just stood on the field and I looked around and I told myself, I'll never get to do this again. I think he grasped what that moment is. And I looked from my own son. And today, the people that came by our shop, and Jonathan's always unbiased. Very unbiased, because we got customers from Canton, we got customers from Waynesville, but today he was not unbiased. It was all about these kids and putting everything they could behind this team, just like everybody went and got behind, you know, their teams the 2 years that he was blessed and honored and privileged to be a part of this.
And you have to be proud of your school. And I think what these kids realize is they're about to make memories. They're about to make memories that they're going to carry with their families, you know, the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So I think that they realize that, and it was special to see those guys reminisce about that.
And it was. We've been doing this a long time, and Monday night was the best thing that I have ever been a part of. And when I say hundreds, I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows. Monday night, there was nothing better. And I can't thank those guys enough for coming back and just and opening up not just their members, but these guys opened up their hearts. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple of them there. I didn't want to mess with Leatherwood.
No.
And they're out there somewhere at the tailgate. They're supposed to save us some food. I keep talking about that. We have another guest with us. And somebody that's near and dear to my heart that I remember we had several conversations years ago. The new principal of Tuscola, Mr. Todd Trantham. Thank you for taking the time to come and talk to us tonight.
Well, thank you all for inviting me to come out here. This is just an incredible night. And I just feel blessed to be just a small part of it.
I've got goosebumps. The hair on the back of my head standing up. Wow. So
I told somebody before we got in the caravan to come over here. I said, you know, I've had goosebumps since Monday morning when I woke up. It's just there's something about this week that makes it special, and for us to live in a place like this and have the opportunity, told the players before we came out here, I said, guys, don't ever take for granted this opportunity. There's not many people in America that are getting to tonight or getting to play in front of this kind of a crowd with this kind of intensity.
It's unbelievable.
Count your blessings.
It is. And Mikey?
It's wonderful. Like, I teach and coach and used to in Henderson County and did basketball, Tuscola basketball on the radio last year. And you guys do it right. You do it right from the beginning, from the way you treat opposing teams and the way you supervise your students and all that. Y'all got this thing figured out. And to be able to have such a rivalry where kids will come and hopefully they'll all act right and learn and be able to carry this for the rest of their lives. A lot of places don't have that. So you guys do a great job.
And it's the whole school. I told our staff this afternoon, I think we had the best pep rally that we've had and that I can remember in the last 20, 25 years today. Every kid wanted to come. Didn't have, you know, a lot of times you'll have kids that will say, can I just sit out? Had maybe just a handful. So we had 978 kids in the gym. Just felt very blessed. Very blessed that they are all excited about this game.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's going to be fun.
Tell me your memories.
Oh, gosh, I thought about that. You know, I remember this game. I can still remember plays from the early 90s when I played in this game. You just never forget that. But there are also other memories. I was thinking about that on the way over here when you'd fight through traffic for the few minutes we had to get in here with the team. You know, I've been fortunate in the last 25 years. I've been a part of this game as a player, part of this game as a fan, a part of this game as an assistant principal at Tuscola, part of this game as a parent, and now I get to come back here and be a part of this game as a principal. It's just special. And I couldn't even begin to tell you the memories I've got of all the great things that have happened through the years.
Well, as a teacher, I couldn't imagine something like this. We don't have something like this in Henderson County, but is it? I guess there's a little more pressure when this is at your home. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this game. We got here at 3:30, and it was packed. I couldn't imagine what you guys have to go through to administrate this.
I jokingly told somebody, I said, this is such a blessing to be my first year at Tuscola that this is an away game. You know, you don't get the gate from it, but at the same time, I'm not sure that unless you've ever been a part of holding this game at your site, how much stress and how much planning and how many conversations, you know, from weeks ahead of time to the week of, that go into making this happen. And it's not something just happens by accident. To pull this off and pull it off well on both sides of this county, it takes a commitment of a ton of people, from law enforcement to the fans, to parents, to booster clubs, that all have to come together to make this happen. You just don't wake up on a Friday morning and say, let's play Pisgah.
No.
I know you have a lot going on, but tell me real quick before you go. What did you ride the bus over with the boys?
I came in with the caravan. I actually rode one of the law enforcement vehicles, so I came in with them. And I think it's just really healthy for the principal to. I went out to the field house, spoke to the team right before we got on the bus. It was special. That's the first time I got to do that as a principal. We tapped a sign, got on the bus, and headed this way.
But as a coach and as a teacher, it means a lot.
It does.
It means an awful lot when your principal comes down there and shows support and tells you that you're going to act right, but no matter what happens, I got your back and I'm going to be right there with you. That does mean a lot. So well done, Coach.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me come out and talk to you. Yeah,
you know what I think about you.
Thank you, sir.
You're a good man. And, hey, we got another principal up here. Somebody take – hold on. We got to take a picture, everybody. I got to figure out where my camera is. Hold on. I'm old. We got both principals. We got Clint and Todd up here. Let me take one more. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So we as they're crossing here, we got some pictures, and we got the principal of Tuscola High School, Mr. Clint Connor. And Clint, you don't know this. I knew you when you were born. I was blessed to play for your father at Irwin High School. He was our offensive coordinator. And you were a little rug rat running around practicing. All that stuff you learned over, you know, from us. So welcome, I always called him Coach. Welcome, Principal Clint Connor.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here. This is a fantastic spot. And going back to my dad, I think he would probably just shake his head. Mike knows as well, but kind of where we're at now to where we started at. And he told me one time, he goes, the only reason I had you as a child was to play football. And I said, well, thanks, Dad. I appreciate that. So it's part of my family, and this is a great place for me to be. I love it. It's right in the wheelhouse.
And I want to tell you this before we start talking up. Your dad was loved. I loved your dad. All of us that played for him, he was, and he's still to this day special to us. And God bless him, and we miss him.
Absolutely. Everything I think I've ever accomplished has been in some type of team sport, or now it's just kind of me going into the administrative role and leading people and kids, and it's such a great spot, and I'm very, very fortunate and blessed to be here.
Yeah, I never would have thought it. I mean, I had Clint, Dad. His dad gave me my first job in Western North Carolina coaching football for Jeff, and he was a wonderful man, very fortunate to have good parents, and I had Clint as a student, as a basketball player. I had a JV team, JV basketball team that was pretty good, and I never would have thought that Clint would be a principal one day, but he always had the leadership ability. He always had kids would follow him, and he would do things through doing it the right way, through hard work, and he was a chippy little guy, but he always worked harder than everybody else. And in the end, that's what you want kids to do, to work hard, do their best, and it'll pay off in the end. So congrats. It's great to see you here.
Absolutely. Let me tell y'all a spanky Coach Matthews story one time. We were playing a JV basketball game, and it was at T.C. Robertson, and they had a great little athlete at point guard, and he was dribble penetrating. He probably had about 30 points at halftime, and Coach Matthews came in there and said, somebody's got to take him out. Well, I took it literally, and I think the next half I came in there and tackled the guy playing basketball, but I think we ended up getting him. So,
yeah, I used the wrong terminology about take him out. Somebody needs to step in front of him or something. But it ended up, that was a great, great, great team, great bunch of guys. And it must be, as I talked to the Tuscola guy, it must take a lot to pull something like this off. I mean, you must have everybody in the school working extra this evening. Or they volunteer to come to do something.
Correct.
Like this.
Well, this is just such a big deal in this community. But, you know, there's people, I get asked all the time coming from Buncombe County, what's the difference between Pisgah and other schools? And it's just people own it. And whether that's the Boosters Club, whether that's the parents, the kids, it's just what they do. They start from a young age and they live it and breathe it, and they make it a big deal. And we try to put on a good show, and I promise you one thing, we're going to play tonight.
That's all that matters. They're going to show up. You want kids to do their best, execute, and act correctly, and good things will happen to you.
And let me ask you, you quarterback Gardner Webb, and you played in a lot of big games, high school, college, all that good stuff. And I'll ask you the same thing. I want to see if you answer like my son did. Is there anything, any game that you participated in as a coach or a player that's like this? It make no difference what level.
I did not. We played in several big games. I think when I was at Inca, we had a good little run in college. But still, there's nothing that will probably equal this little rivalry that you could go to unless you go probably D1 to a big school. And I honestly believe that. And you probably would play harder in this setting than you would in that, because you got to live with it the rest of your life.
And that's what my son said. I mean, you know, this was better than anything, and this is pretty cool. So, anything? I know you have a lot to do. It's about 15 after. Anything you want to say before we let you out of here, Clint?
Well, I just want to, you know, I appreciate all the support that I've got with my startup at Pisgah. You know, I've surrounded myself with a lot of great people, and it's not me. It's about the kids, and, you know, that's what it'll be about while I'm there, and they make me look good. So I love the community, and I'm very, very glad to be there, and I appreciate WPTL for announcing tonight. You guys are good. I appreciate it.
Who's going to win this thing?
The Bears.
Oh,
go Bears. If I had a bear head, I'd put it on right now. Bye.
See you, Clint.
That's awesome. And Mike, we've got 15 minutes left. Man, is this not this has been good. This has been awesome. I know that I want to make sure that Chad, I know you're listening to us, Chad. Get better. We're thinking of you. Chuck's going to fill in and do a great job for you tonight. And we have an update?
Yeah, I have an update on Chad. I just got a text that said he's coming to the game.
To
announce.
To announce.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck, come back down here. You've loafed on us.
Well, I tell you, while we got him here, I mean, everything that's going on and where we're sitting and the wind and all this, I tell you, most valuable player is Tim. Tim's the man, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Not
yes.
too many
Tim,
people.
Yes.
We would not be sitting here, because I remember trying to set this stuff up for basketball. This is not easy.
Now, Tim was here at 10 o'clock this morning. We had a couple of issues we had to work through. He came back here at 3:30, and this is a lot of work. And that looks like we've got the athletic director from Tuscola High School coming up here, Miss Ann Gardner. Hey, Ann.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome. I'm David. This is Mike.
Nice to see you guys.
Nice to see you.
How you doing?
We talked to your principal. He's a little fired up. We just talked to Clint Connor from Pisgah. He's a little bit fired up. What's your thought process here as we're about to...
Well, it's always an exciting atmosphere when you come to either place. And so I'm super excited about the game, and I think it's going to be a good one.
What does that mean?
Of course we'll come out on top is what I'm hoping for anyway. So But it should be a good outing and for both squads. It's still early in the season and it's still you know, working out some kinks and stuff. So it'll be fun to watch.
Well, I'll tell you, I think you guys did a great job in selecting JT. I think he's the right person at the right time, not just for this, but for the program and the community. So I want to commend you guys
on
that, because I know there's a lot of thought, there's a lot of work, and a lot of heartache that goes in to those hires.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. And, you know, you're looking for the right person to come in and get some enthusiasm and just some excitement about your program, and he's definitely done that. I think you can see it all over our side of the county, and he's done a tremendous job, and he's got a tremendous work ethic.
Now, I just know coming out there, Coach, and calling basketball with you guys in the radio with Charles, you guys do things right. You all do things correctly. You run a class organization and you treat people fairly, and in the end, that always pays off. So I'm looking forward to doing another year of that.
Softball, who was the softball coach at
Tara Page is our softball coach.
Did you coach softball?
I did. I coached for 3 years.
Did you coach against Coach Matthews?
I did. Yes.
He has these. I always mess with him. You go in his office, and he's got these two plaques, and he's. You know, I tell him, I said, two-time coach. No, Mike always does things the right way. And he always spoke highly of you and your teams.
Thank
and
you.
We talk quite often about it. And I want to tell you that he comes from softball. If you knew his father, you would understand.
Sure.
And Mike doesn't throw compliments out about softball unless somebody truly, truly does things the right way and knows what they're doing.
Well,
so
thank you.
So
thank you, David. I was fortunate to have some very talented young ladies, and they were fun to coach. And it was a hard decision to get out of it, but you know, my passion's always been basketball. So you know, softball was just a fun thing, and I always try to do my best in everything, and there was no different in anything that I coached. So,
yeah, like basketball coaches, it's fun to coach good kids, and when I had good kids and someone that could sling it, it was easy.
It helps.
And when you don't, it's like, well, maybe it's time to.
Now, you guys were young on the basketball court, right?
Well, we graduated four, you know, and all of them were important aspects to our program. So we have the nucleus coming back, and we're excited about that. We've got some holes we've got to fill, but I think our younger kids are excited and working hard to fill those spots.
It's going to be rough. Old Jay left West and went to Irwin.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Irwin. We were just a big thing about would we try to stop her from playing, but in the end, it's about the kid. If the kid wants
it
to
is.
Play,
yeah.
The kid needs
and
to play.
I had heard
play.
That, but I got
gonna,
a confirmation.
That's going to make them a little bit better because they were hard to guard as it is, but I'm looking forward to coming out there and watching your group play.
Well, Ann, thank you. I hope it's a great football game. What environment? I mean, if this doesn't get you excited, you probably need to go somewhere else.
Yeah. And I didn't really understand this rivalry until I moved here 12 years ago and got hired here. And it's just such an exciting atmosphere. And, you know, to see the enthusiasm by the kids, and it's just amazing.
But Clint, next year I guess it's going to be a little different when you have to host it.
Exactly.
Because I'm sure this is not an easy thing to pull off.
It is, and it's a lot of entities to go into it. It's a lot of hard work, and I'm sure that they've done a tremendous job of making sure that this is a secure and a fun place to watch a football game. And I think we've got nothing but great expectations for the night.
Right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And it's going to be an amazing night.
That's
going to be an amazing night.
Good.
And how much time? We got about how much time?
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
We have 12 minutes left. Thank you, Ann. I appreciate you. I just want to make sure everybody knows that tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on WPTL, it is the Brett Chappell Show. And tomorrow morning on the Facebook Live, it's the JT Postel Coaches Show. You got to go to Crompton Auto Mart and pull it up there to see it live. Both these coaches, I'm sure, will have a lot to talk about tomorrow. And
that'll be a tough shot. It'll be a good one and a tough one. I mean,
and I thought about that today. What if you're the guy who gets the L? That's got to be.
But you know, it's early, and they say a coach does not mind defending his team.
You know, and you go out and you talk about it and you move on because it's early in the year and this is not the do or die. I mean, there's life after this game, which would be hard.
And that's
you know,
the thing.
But there is, since it's non-conference, makes it so much easier.
Yeah, but
you're not behind.
And that's the thing I want to ask you. If you take the loss, what do you do to any of, of these two teams, whatever the coaches do, what do you do to make that go away? Because there's so much to go into this, and then you got to turn around.
Well, I guess if I coach
in 5 and 7 days, we got to play again. So how do you handle
that?
Well,
I think if one of these coaches in your non-conference, I mean, you set goals at the beginning of the year, and I'm sure that these coaches, one of these goals is, hey, beat Pisgah or beat Tuscola. And then it's win the conference. Then it's continue to play in the state championship. So it's just one part of your early goal. So even though you're going to talk this game up in the big picture of your football season, this does not put a damper or a crimp. You know, it makes it rough for a week, but you know, you got 7, 6 and maybe more games played after this. So you know, football players know that. It'll be tough as this is, it'll be a tough one to swallow, but, you know, football players, you're going to move on. Always another day.
Well, Mike, Chucky, Chuck.
I see that 50-50 is creeping up a little bit.
Where's it at right now?
I think it's got to be about $9,000,
$10,000. So our special
guest,
our guest host emeritus, did they fire you already?
Well, the Chad made it.
How's he doing?
Chad got
First of all,
he's
how's he doing?
Broken wrist. He's got a cast on, but you know, like a trooper, Chad made it.
Yeah.
And I took a big sigh and said, "Yeah."
So,
but then he said, "Get a headset," and I'm like, "I'm looking around for younger legs to go down here and get a headset."
Yeah. So my question to you is, walking over there, what's the environment like? Well, how is the excitement over there?
They're stoked over there. You know, a 5-game winning streak and gaining the lead in the series since 1980, first lead since 1985, can do that to a student body and a fan base. And they're stoked. They're feeling good over there. But, you know, I've seen a lot of student bodies and fan bases stoked and walk out losers, you know. So, got to play it between the lines.
Yep.
Four quarters.
But, and I'll tell you, Mike, I do believe this, and this is a cliché thing. Everybody wants to win this game. But when you look back years from now, you'll remember if you won or lost. But in the big picture, I don't think there's any losers in this thing.
No.
Because
this is
as good as it gets.
Right.
I truly, truly believe that. I've always, since the first time I saw it, and I'll tell y'all a story. In 03, it was the first one we were involved in, and Doug McCracken calls me at like 3 o'clock and says, "Where you at?" You know, and I said, "Doug, he said, "You need to get here now. Get Janet. Let's go. You're going to be late. You're not going to get a seat. You're going to do this, that, and the other, and I've got this food to eat." So I said, "Okay." And they had this beautiful big tailgate, and Doug put on a show. Now, I'm telling you, the tailgate, he put on the show. So he's sitting there, and they grab us, and they're treating Janet and I well, because this is our first time at this thing. And they put us up at the head of the line, and we go through, and he's made stew. And he puts it in my bowl, and we go down there, and Janet and I are just standing off talking to ourselves. And I'm taking a bite of the stew, and I'm going, I don't know if I like this. What in the world? And I didn't want to say anything to Doug. You know, I didn't want to hurt his feelings, so I kept trying to eat it. And I'm going, something does not taste right. He comes over and says, "You like that stew?" And I went, yeah. "He has bear meat, boy." And I said, "Man, I don't want any more. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll take a hamburger. I'm done with the stew." But it just brings out, I think this brings out the best in Western North Carolina. It brings out the best in Haywood County. And if, when you're listening to us, and I think we'll have tonight, we're probably right now, we've got listeners all over the country. If you could see what my eyes are seeing, I've said it all night long, it doesn't get any better than this. And your first time, Mikey, you know, not just showing up to be a referee, but from 5 to 6:30, what do you think?
It's like a college game day. There's no question. I mean, there's
a lot of people that were here real early and enthusiastic and are getting
getting
more enthusiastic as it's getting near game time.
College game day. Well, we got game day at the Clash, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
We got game day at the Clash. And how many places can you have this on a Friday night?
Friday night, what you got here is the first, and it's a unique thing. It's a big hit. You got fans. They dare to cross that imaginary line over there behind the goalpost, but guys wearing red and black coming over here. They want to see what's going on. The crowd's watching you and everything like that. So, you know, what you got here, you got to do every year. Game day at the Clash.
I would hope so. What's our current total? I know it's more than that.
10,600.
You know, I noticed out there a couple players that are got uniforms on that were game time decisions. See if they're ready to go. You know, are they going to be ready to go? You know, seniors.
I think the key to the game, and I'm not, again, we're not up here tonight to give predictions, but I think the key to this football game, to me, is very simple. Does the sophomore quarterback from Pisgah, is he able to handle the environment? He can handle the game. But can you handle all of this when you look up in the stands or you're out here warming up and you're going, wow, this is, you know, can a sophomore in his third start handle this? And what's your key to the game, Mike?
We just got whoever makes less mistakes. I mean, looking at them, you know, coming out of the bus, you know, Pisgah looks a more physical football team. But you never know. You know, it's somebody's going to make a mistake. How you handle it, and if you just go out there and execute your game plan, and hopefully good things happen.
Mike, I got a question. You've refereed this game. Coaches are wired differently. You know, when it's game night, Friday nights, every Friday night, typical Friday nights. When the lights go on, they get it on. But are the coaches wired differently in this game from both sides?
Well, I think it reminds you of a second or third round state playoff game. I mean, they're going to be excited at the very beginning, but you understand that. So you let them go. Sort of like the players. There's going to be a little, after the first couple plays, there's going to be one or two little extracurricular stuff that you can just go in and say, stop, 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 because you know that it's just emotions at the very beginning. And good officials will let that stuff go as opposed to, and you go tell the coach who will calm the kid down and say, listen, son, you guys. And after about a third or fourth play, after that initial excitement is all over, then they normally settle down and play. So, yeah, at the beginning reminds me a lot of a second, third round playoff game.
We got people everywhere. We got about 3 minutes to go, and then we're going to pass it up to our injured comrade up there, Chad, for the Pisgah pregame. Just final thoughts from you two guys, and I'll sign us off.
I just know it's been a great time, great atmosphere. I appreciate being part of it and like to do it again, and I think we're in for a treat.
Chuck, what are you thinking, bud? What do you think, Chuck? What's your final thoughts?
Final thoughts is they're typically, you've had about 10 games out of 54 that have have gotten away on the final score. 45 of those, 44 of the games have been close and have been decided in the fourth quarter. It will be decided in the fourth quarter. Typical of any big game is that, like Mike said, you know, is team that makes less mistakes. I think teams that make less critical mistakes, if they drive the ball into the red zone and can't cash in, scoring opportunities are going to be at a premium. And if you learned anything about this game 2 years ago when we were last here, Tuscola had a 17-0 halftime lead. Pisgah came back to win it dramatically in overtime. You're never out of it. And you know what? For the first time, I get to watch this thing as a fan, and I don't care who wins.
So you're not doing the game now?
I'm not doing the game. Chad's doing it.
Okay, so good. Stay right here. We're going to sign off. I want to make sure that I thank everybody. I want to thank Ken Wilson Ford I want to thank Haywood Ace Hardware on Delwood. I want to thank the people at my company, at Crompton's Auto. I want to thank CNC for helping us do this. But most of all, we want to thank everybody in this county. Every fan, every player, every coach, every teacher, every mom, every dad, every grandparent. This is America at its best. Be proud of yourself for what you are a part of. And Mike Matthews and myself and Chuck, thank you for coming in. Just to let us be a small part, starting Monday until now. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the game. I just want to win the 50-50. We will see you Monday night with a recap on the Locker Room Show. This is David and Mike signing off. We'll see you Monday night. God
bless you.
Tim,
you're my hero, Tim. You're the man. You're the man, Tim.